This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX 405 on the dot. Dave Murray was kind enough to switch his time slot so Lucas Kuntz could get out of here by 4 p.m. Was that you or Dave?
What?
Dave, did you fall?
Dave,
no.
Dave is inside of a drum that's rolling down a hill.
No, that might have been my headphone hitting the microphone.
Okay, I think so.
Did it sound like this?
That's exactly what it sounded like.
That was it.
It was wheels.
We just got an email.
Usually it's me.
If I had more give a crap to me, I would do this. We just got an email that we're having a costume party here at Odyssey, and I think you and I should go as each other.
Man.
Oh, that's
I was supposed to be Don
idea.
Johnson.
Oh, for love of God.
Why don't you both go as Don Johnson?
How would people tell the difference?
Yeah, I mean, well, that's true. That's a good point. I do look like that.
I'm glad this is where your head's at, Dave, because what did I tell you earlier, Wheels? I said we should shock.
As a show, yeah.
Yeah, we should shock
no
Odyssey.
No one's expecting us to be there.
Yeah, we should dress up and we should go all out.
So
and we should just floor all these people.
Who's going as Rachel's head?
You could do like a table.
I could just wear all black.
That would be so amazing.
Like, you could fashion a table with your head sticking out of it.
So
yeah,
great.
I don't really want to do that.
No, no, don't do that.
Yeah, fashion a table.
But it would be
Halloween,
funny.
Halloween, the holiday where every other girl gets to look cute, and I'm just like, it's just my head.
I am a floating head.
I gotta tell you,
remember from the picture?
I know that Halloween is when you sleaze it up, but I appreciate girls that go for the joke.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
If we were to dress as each other, the only difference would be you'd need a wig and I would wear your hat. We're pretty...
No, I'd have to stuff my shirt.
Are you saying I have boobs?
Yeah.
Yes,
you got everything.
What's going
on? You're made out of bowling balls.
He's jacked like a baby, remember?
Yeah.
Jacked like a baby.
Yep. You know, there are babies that are jacked.
So anyway, Dave Murray, a lot has happened this show.
Yeah.
It's been a busy day.
He's over there like, what is
really,
floating
what are the chances any of you are getting dressed up for Halloween?
We should all
very
go
small.
As zero. We should all go as it. Dave Murray.
Yeah, there you go.
We should go as the cast of Seinfeld.
Huh.
You're talking a lot of work here.
That's true. I don't
talking
want to.
Talking a lot of work.
That's right. Like, once we have to put in effort, it's like, eh, never
what
mind.
What if we were the Beatles?
That'd be fun.
How would we do that?
I have no idea.
See, work. It all comes down to someone doing
we
work.
We just all talk British for a day.
Yeah, Andrew, can you find us four Beatles outfits in our various sizes?
Kevin's just Googling groups of four.
Except that Rachel's Ringo and she's just a head on a table.
You remember that time that Ringo was just a head on a table?
Yeah.
Dave, the head on the table thing is we all took a picture yesterday for our anniversary, and Rachel is...
I saw that.
Yeah, she looks like she's just a disembodied head on a table.
Just a head on a platter.
People are having fun with it, so... I am absolutely loving this weather. This is so perfect. So perfect. Even going into next week with a little bit in the 70s. That's cool.
Yeah, we may have a shot of a couple of showers on Monday night. That's about the only rain in sight. And everybody except Dave go out and take a look at the full moon tonight. We know Dave can't find it.
Look, when people have disabilities, you don't make fun of those disabilities. I'm the first member of the Can't Find the Moon Club.
You're able. This is what I want you to do. Because you'll be home. I want you to watch the sunset.
Yeah.
Okay? So your face and your body is pointed towards the sunset. And then once the sun goes down, I just want you to do a 180 turn, and you'll see the moon.
It won't be there.
It won't be there.
I don't know why it's doing this to me, but...
You slip out of a lot of stuff, Dave, but it's nice to see that there is something that you won't be able to live down, which is Dave Murray and the moon.
Yeah. I mean,
I'll
when
never
you
let him live it
when
down.
You
that's
Google
you.
Where is the moon, you know you're having a tough night.
I was talking about you on my camping trip, Dave, because moon was out and it was so beautiful, and I was like, yeah, Dave couldn't find the moon.
I work with this idiot.
that's what like, you could go, Dave. You could go as that. You could go as just yourself, but have Rachel come up with a stick with a big bright moon behind you.
Wheeler could be the moon. And I can't find
it. Where's the moon?
Where is he? I don't know. And I'll just keep moving.
Can't find it.
It's a little inside baseball, but
every time you turn around, Wheeler can duck behind somebody.
Where'd the
moon
go? I'm telling
you, that thing was nowhere to be found that night.
It was hiding from you, Dave.
It was freaking me. Like, it's one of those times you're like, is this happening?
Were you the, is this the apocalypse?
So you know the Mike Shannon moon story, right?
I don't think so.
Why he got nicknamed the moon man?
No.
He made I think he was joking, but he was in New York and there's a big moon. He said, I wish the people in St. Louis could see this moon.
Oh, funny.
I wonder if he was talking to you.
Yeah, could be. More jokes.
Do you guys remember about the first time as a child hearing about the man on the moon?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it was so scary to think about.
Wait.
Don't you dare.
You mean the face in the moon?
No, the man on the moon.
No, there's a guy that
Buzz Aldrin?
There.
No, there's a man on the moon.
Really? I don't think I heard that.
It's going nowhere good.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Shouldn't have brought it up.
No, I got to Google now.
It's amazing this show's been on for 24 years.
Oh, it's amazing it's been on for 24 in one day. They could have just cut it off right there. There's no need to let this idiot get to 25 years. Then we got to start giving him gold watches and stuff. So did we do all the weather? I couldn't tell with all the jokes about the
weather. We didn't
do
any of it.
Didn't even start.
I had a lot of incoming there.
Today has been a very big jokey day.
Yeah, it has.
Jacked baby.
Yeah, you know who stayed out of the crosshairs is Andrew.
Andrew,
we don't need to point that out.
It's actually been an A-plus day because now he knows he's got a buddy in Lucas Coutts to play.
He's got the same hobby as the next senator.
I mean, that's something.
I had thought when Kevin said, like, everybody's getting joked at today, I was like, yep.
He's like, just gonna be quiet over here.
Hopefully no one notices.
He'll go on, be Josh Hawley, he'll be the senator, and then you can text and be like, so last night, Luke, I played the primordial ooze against the horseman of the death.
Can I call you Luke?
Those are both magic cards. Certain thing maybe you played, Dave.
Can I call you Luke?
You can call him like, no.
Can I call you Luke?
If you beat him, he'd be like, I'm your father.
We took a picture of my Cheez-It box.
Did you?
Yeah, because that's how he noticed. I have the magic Cheez-It box.
Were you in the picture?
I think Steve wants me to get rid of. Yeah, it was me and him in the Cheez-It box.
That is such a great sentence. He took a picture of my Cheez-It box.
He's like... Wow.
I have a weird life.
I'm so glad I stuck around for this.
I have a weird life. Yeah.
40 minutes ago, I was the cool guy because I'm hosting a Lucas Coutts event tomorrow. And now I'm on the bro hug level with Lucas.
Yeah.
And then Rach is like, I'm going to interview Andy Cohen. And Andy's like, he's my best friend. We play magic together.
He noticed my Cheez-It box.
He noticed my Cheez-It box.
And by the way, we all remember that you can't find the moon.
Yeah.
He
noticed my... Man, how the mighty have fallen. I'm going to be up on stage tomorrow, everyone. Welcome your host, Dave Glover. People like, where's the moon?
Show us the box.
That would be awesome.
I don't know. Get running off stage.
I do remember thinking as I was flop sweating, as he said, like, whose Magic the Gathering Cheez-It box is that? I'm like, I wish that wasn't a Cheez-It box. Anything but a Cheez-It box.
What else could it have been?
Other than a Cheez-It box?
Yes.
Nothing. It says Cheez-Its on it.
Okay. Okay. Ask a silly question. I thought there were like lots of Magic the Gathering crackers to be had or something.
No, it's so they, I, no one knows why they did this, but they did a two like collectible boxes with Magic the Gathering that you had to like order specially for. And a buddy of mine got them for me as a gift.
Nice.
And so I displayed one of them here. And then... Butterfly
Next
effect.
Next thing you know.
Next thing you know, you're best friends.
Rich, you better watch out. He's going to be interviewing Andy Cohen.
I know.
You.
U.S. senatorial candidate
this
is
why
going,
I love
whose
Andrew.
Cheez-It box is that?
This is why I love Andrew, though, because he's like, I got it as a gift, and I decided to display it at work. And it's a Cheez-It box.
He's the Forrest Gump of the GGS, I tell you.
It's a Cheez-It box. And then I have to explain it to a U.S.
And then you
senatorial
showed, and then,
candidate.
And then you showed him your cards.
Yes. Yeah, I showed him. I
Did he seem impressed?
Cards. I mean, the thing is, I was nervous, so I didn't do a good job of
sort of like when you,
every boy's dream.
Every little boy's dream to
every
show
little boy's dream.
Oh, do you know this one,
it's
Dave?
His turn now.
Senatorial candidate.
Dave, do you know this one with Ozzie Smith?
No.
So Ozzy came in.
I'm not sure I want to know.
Ozzy came in, and Andrew had asked me beforehand, hey, do you think Ozzy would be okay signing a baseball for my dad? He's a big fan. I'm like, yeah, Ozzy's super cool. Just bring a baseball. He'll do it, no problem. And what transpired was in their office, and Amy and Chris witnessed this, Andrew walks up to Ozzy Smith, and it's all sheepish, and he says, like, Mr. Smith, as you know, it's every little boy's dream to have Ozzie Smith sign a baseball for their dad. And Ozzie Smith's like, just give me the ball, kid. Like, what?
He was so.
How old are you?
The nicest man in St. Louis was like, okay, just give it to me. Jeez.
Every little boy's dream.
I don't know. Well, what did
to
you
play
even
Magic the Gathering with Lucas Coon.
And I'm mumbling, too. I'm mumbling because I'm shy. So Ozzie's like, what did you even say? What's happening?
What are you dying of? What?
And I didn't know, because it was technically in the hallway walking to the office, so I did not know that Chris could hear it, and it wasn't until we got in there.
He outed you.
And he, like, mumbled something. Like, he, like, while Ozzy signed the ball, he, like, whispers in my ear, like, little boy. He heard. Mm-hmm. That's very bad.
It's not good.
I ended up having to tell these guys, Dave, because I had to get ahead of the story, you know?
Yeah.
You got to own it, because if you don't own it, it's just going
to
be worse.
But then he tried to massage it, as he do, and he left out the little. He's like, I said it's every boy's dream, and Chris is like, little boy, and he's like, okay, it's every little boy.
I don't remember if I said little boy or not, but I feel like I might have.
I trust Ronj on that.
Yeah, I think I do.
Because he's got Amy's backing, and Amy's not a liar.
Amy wasn't there.
It was Matt Pajeski.
Oh, it was Pajeski. Mm-hmm. I trust Matt.
You just trust everybody, don't you, Wheeler?
I trust gingers.
You just trust everyone.
So how about that weather, Dave?
Why don't we just move on?
Okay, that's fine. We can do headlines.
It's great. Weather's good.
It's going to be pretty. Big moon. I hope y'all enjoy it.
Poor Dave. He stuck around.
I know. For 24 years.
The dogs are looking at me like, you stuck around for this? Like, we could have been halfway done with our walk.
Dude,
we
could be in the park right now.
I know.
People are fools.
Couple of headlines.
Mm-hmm.
Brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. Former President Jimmy Carter has cast his vote for Vice President Kamala Harris. He voted by mail for Harris in Georgia yesterday, October 16th. And the Carter Center told the media that he wanted to live long enough to be able to vote for Harris. President Carter has been in hospice care in his Georgia home since February of 2023.
Wow.
I don't know if you've seen recent photos of President Carter. He's not looking great.
No.
People are speculating online, like, did he really vote? Because
that's the speculation, right?
Yeah, it's like, I don't know how with it he could possibly be. Yeah. But, yeah, he's been in hospice for a long time. We do wish him the best.
Yeah. No, he's not looking great.
Mm-hmm. Meta staffers have been canned for abusing the meal perks. So apparently if you work for Meta, you get, like, a certain amount of money to spend on your dinner every night if you have certain jobs. You get a per diem for Uber Eats or Grubhub, so you can grab a bite to eat while you're working. They get $20 for breakfast and $25 for lunch and $25 for dinner.
Mm.
This encourages employees to come into the office more instead of working from home. But so many people were abusing this system over the long term, either to have their food sent home or to purchase completely different non-food items. Everything from laundry detergent and acne pads to wine glasses.
Mm.
So a lot of these people have been let go, and they are now saying they are blindsided by the decision.
Jeez.
I know. It's like, you're so spoiled. And then whenever you get let go, it's like, I can't believe you fired me for abusing the system.
Mm.
We've gotten free food every day this week for the sales up front thing.
Yeah.
And then we've specifically had, like, gourmet food made just for us brought in two times this week.
Yeah.
And I swear, I just thought, I'm so spoiled. I just thought they're like, yeah, it'd be nice if we got some free food every once in a while.
Every day,
literally
$75 worth.
Every day.
Yeah, we've been kind of babies.
Yeah, it's easy to do in this job. I find myself being like a brat about that sort of thing all the time. Like, you know, well, how come just sales gets free food or whatever? It's like, you get free food all the time.
And they don't have to offer us jack crap. And they're like, hey, there's a bunch of food in the conference room. We're like, oh, are you through picking over it?
Yeah,
is it time for the peons?
Oh, your leftovers, I suppose. Well, I'll have a look, I guess.
All the food that looks edible is gone. Okay. Let me drag my limp leg in there and we'll get some.
Let's do one more story. So we've talked about Red Lobster shuttering some of their locations. Hooters is another chain restaurant that has been quietly closing down. And now TGI Fridays can be added to the list. They are closing down a dozen locations this month. It's just...
What is going on?
I think it's a combination of inflation and people not going out to eat as much. And then these places are just kind of fading away.
A lot of these chain restaurants like that, like the, I would call it like low end, high end, right? Like it's where you go for a night out meal, but it's not like a fancy restaurant or anything. They have been pretty dramatically raising their prices to like untenable, just more than you're willing to pay for a place like
that. Like your beloved Olive Garden?
Kind of like Olive Garden. Yeah, Olive Garden. I mean, it was never cheap, but it is incredibly expensive to eat there now.
Thank you, Dave.
So nice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You want to hear some crap?
I want crap.
Frito-Lay is thumping their chest for their new bonus bags, which gives you 20% more chips in the bag. The problem is, since 2021, they've lowered it by 30%.
Oh.
So now they're just giving us a little bit less than they did in 2021, and they're calling it bonus bags.
Yeah, are they the same price, or is there a bonus tack
on
price?
That's a great question. I don't know.
They're like, you're welcome.
Yeah, they are.
We took this away. Here's some of it back.
That makes me mad.
Yeah, that's really stupid. And chips are so expensive nowadays, like ridiculously expensive.
I've noticed. Look, I am not a rich guy, but I do well enough that, I mean, for most of my life, I didn't have the credit to buy a house. It was always a lottery every time I used my debit card at Schnucks to see whether they gave it to me or not. But I don't have to look at prices on groceries anymore. But I've started doing it recently where I'm like, well, hamburger can't be $12.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but this has been mismarked. Like, it's just nuts. Cereal's $5.99. Chips are $5.99.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. Don't even get me started on laxatives.
And the worst thing about it is, like, some of it was justified, right? I mean, there were disruptions. There were some supplies that, you know, some things took longer to get, whatever. But there was also a lot of people taking advantage.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yep. Oh, look at this. It's our cover. We can raise prices by more than our increased cost. Just because nobody will question it.
And it seems like they did it across the board.
Sure feels that way.
The eggs got caught, but
eggs, chicken,
sure everyone did it.
Fast food, they all got caught. Was it McDonald's, the one where the guy...
The Big Mac meal?
Like admitted it on a phone call or something, on like a... quarterly call.
Yeah,
like,
that the patties are smaller or whatever.
He said, but he also said something like, you know, we did it because we can and we can pretty much do what we want now.
I don't remember.
It might not have been them, but it was another... It was a big fast food place that did it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.